How y'all doing? The intern would be from in our church. It's not outside, and it's just for the summer. So we didn't put all that in there, but that's what that is. Coral is the intern, and she's already doing a lot of stuff for us. And so we're going to, just for the summer, work that out. So we appreciate that, all right? Before I forget it, some of y'all know Josh Chadwick, who was one of our founders. His wife, Linda, is not doing well at all. She's had a really bad, I forgot the name of the stroke that they call it, but it's really bad. So if she makes it, it's going to be a miracle. It's that bad. So just be praying for him and them as they see what's going to happen. This happened last Thursday night at the dinner table, so just be praying for her. You know, Elaine still, did she get out of the hospital? Is she in rehab yet? Not yet. Okay, they're trying to do that. A lot of kidney issues. Remember her? Remember Courtney, who was beat up pretty bad in that accident and will be going through treatment and how many surgeries she'll have over the next year, young lady Courtney. So just remember them. And thank the Lord if you're not in the hospital. Hey, don't take that for granted. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day, for this place, for our freedom to be here, for our food. We ask your blessings upon your word. Give us wisdom to see how you want to flesh that out in our life and our family. We thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. We started last week, and really I intended to deal with Jacob and his wrestling with the angel on his way in Bethel. And then as I was preparing, I said, we're going to have to back up and do some pre-work to really make that understandable. So that's what we did. We started with Isaac last week. And now we're continuing on, and we're going to try to get a little bit more. We'll see what happened with Isaac and Rebecca, because all this is family issues that's going on in these verses. And it's very, very difficult, because they start out right, and then it goes south, you know, in a big way. And we have to pay attention, you know. There's a lot of things we have to pay attention to. I read where one couple was getting married, and they went to the person who was fixing their cake for them and said, this is what we want on top of it. This is it, the verse, 1 John 4:18. It says this, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. That's what we want on it. So sure enough, the day of the wedding, they bring the cake in there, and they look down at it, and I don't know what happened. He got confused somehow or smudged over the instructions, but this is what it said. It was John 4:18, and it said this, for you have had five husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband. You need to pay attention to details, and this whole situation is about a family unit that's not doing well. And here's the reason why. Every one of them had their own agenda, and it wasn't God's agenda. And it messed up. We're fighting in the Middle East now because of it. Esau, Jacob, that's where it came from. He talks about it. And what happens here is, we looked at last week, we'll look at this week, but he goes back and forth. So it's not chronological. You know, chapter 25, chapter 26, chapter 27, 28, he'll go back and forth. Next week he'll pick up something that he's already taught about, but he didn't fill in the details then. He gave us an overall picture. Now he's coming back and he's filling in some of the details. And that's what we'll see on some of this today, if we hurry, all right? In Genesis last week, this is what we saw. And Jacob said, this will cost you. So he said, I'll take your birthright to pay for it. He said, I don't want it. And that's exactly, he said, so let's make it legal. He swore to it, so he couldn't get out of it. And Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and they did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. So Esau despised his birthright. Really what that means is this. In Hebrews says it. It says he was profane. You know what that means? He cared nothing for any spiritual issues. It was an absolute God thing that the firstborn was supposed to get the blessing. He said, I don't want all that. So he traded away for food. And you know, we blame Jacob, but Jacob wasn't the only one guilty. And we look at this today and we always blame Jacob. Everyone in this scenario was wrong. Isaac was wrong. Esau was wrong. Jacob was wrong. And Rebekah. Because here's how you boil it down. Every one of them, even though God had made it clear that who? Jacob should get the blessing before they were born. He told Rebekah that. Oh, no, no, no. The older will serve the younger. Isaac knew that. Esau had been taught that. You better believe it. But now Isaac comes along and says, well, I know that's what God said, but I'm not going to do it that way. So every one of them had their own plan to get what they thought was right. And guess what happened? The whole unit went south. And then the generations after it went south. And we're fighting over the Middle East right now because of that. And that's exactly what Jacob says. I mean, what Esau, Isaac says. He said, no, 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 no. Jacob will always be an agricultural part of the world. And Edom, which is Israel, and the Edomites, Esau, they were always living in the desert. What's going on over there now? That's exactly what's going on there now. The Arabs live in the desert. All those of Esau's descendants live in the desert. What is going on in Israel? They're growing everything. They're growing everything where you and I couldn't grow anything. And that's exactly what's going on. He despised his birthright. He cared more about eating. You can put whatever you want to there. I care more about money. I care more about prestige. I care more about relationships. I care more about my house. I care more about my you can put anything you want to in there. That you care more about that just like him. And boy, it cost him. And it cost their family. Every one of them. It cost them. What can we learn from that? What the family is supposed to be, you know, the family is supposed to be love, not lying. Hello? Every one of them lied. Isaac lied. Esau lied. Jacob lied. Rebecca lied. All of them lied to get their idea. Now, let's jump down to chapter 27. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau's elder son and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, here am I. Remember now, Isaac already knows God said, Jacob's going to be the man, not Esau. He's trying to circumvent that. He said, oh no, he's calling him in. He said, well, I don't know when I'm going to die. He lived 20 years longer. So already he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing because they only did that on a deathbed and he was not about to die. He's just trying to get it done. And he said, behold now, I am old and I know not the day of my death. He couldn't see, but he wasn't dying because he lived 20 more years. Now, therefore, take, I pray, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field and make me venison. He cared more about food than he did what God wanted to do. We do that, don't we? How much stuff of this world do we put in front of what God wants in our life? Let's be honest, though. He said, no, no, I'd rather have food. You go get that food for me, and then I'm going to give you the blessing that I know already Jacob's supposed to get. Because, see, the birthright was first part. The blessing came second. It was a two-part thing on one thing. You don't split it. And he knew it. That's why he said, oh, no, I'm not going along with that one. And make me savory food such as I love. I care more about that than doing the right thing. And bring it to me that I may eat thy, and that my soul may bless you. There it is. He's not supposed to do that. God's already made it clear to everybody. Everybody in the family knew it. Rebecca, she took her own thinker. She said, well, that's not the way it's supposed to be. And God's not going to do it, so I'm going to fix it for him. Hello? She was pretty slick now. Rebecca was kind of like Bill Clinton. I don't care where you threw him. He'd land on his feet. You know, like a cat. You know how a cat, I don't care what you do with a cat, you throw him away, how's he going to land? On his feet. That's how, Bill Clinton was a master at that. You know, I'm not a fan of Bill Clinton, by the way, and you, in case you think I'm saying that positively, I'm not, all right? And Rebecca heard this. Where's she getting that from? Her mother-in-law? Ooh, remember Abraham, Sarah? Boy, it's amazing what we pick up from our parents or our in-laws that is ungodly. Isaac spake unto his son Esau, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. She heard all that. Well, that ain't supposed to happen. God said that ain't supposed to happen. And evidently, God ain't going to take care of it, so I'll take care of it. Isn't that what we do? God's not working on our scheme fast enough for us, so we're going to manipulate it. Sometimes you need to mind your own business and do what God told you to do and let Otis over there worry about Otis, right? Because God's going to take care of Otis. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, said, Behold, I heard my father speaking to Esau, thy brother, saying, Bring me venison and make me savory food that I may eat it and bless you. He's trying to pass this thing off. It belongs to you. We got to do something about this. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. And it's pretty evident when you read the rest of the chapter, he had some reservations, mainly because if this thing went south and his dad figured out that they were tricking him, his dad could curse him. I think that's what the thing. I don't think he was morally had scruples because we're pretty much sure from the rest of his history he didn't. But he said, again, he's being selfish. Well, I need to look out for me. Are you sure this is a good idea? That which I command thee. So he had reservations. So go now to the flock and get me 2 goats, kids, and bring them, and I will make the savory food for your father because he loves it. He's consumed with it. And thou shalt bring to it the father, and he may eat it so that he may bless you before he dies. You're supposed to get the blessing, not him. I'm going to help you. And he came to his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am. This is verse 18, where now Jacob is going to his father after this plan has been put together and they orchestrated it. He's going in after the goats and he's going to his father. And it says, And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am. First lie. Who art thou, my son? What does he say? And Jacob said unto his father, I'm Esau. He lies about 5 times in 2 verses. Listen to this. It's never right to do wrong. Hey? Never. Oh, well, you know, what if we hadn't lied? Somebody would have got killed. Do you think God is not big enough to take care of something so you got to lie for it? Hello? You going to break a Ten Commandments so that God's will can be done? No. I am Esau, first lie. Your firstborn, second lie. He wasn't. I have done according as you asked me. Third lie. You didn't ask him. Right? So I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison so that you can bless me. That's just the way it worked. God worked through that. You know, that's the amazing thing. God, just like he does now, all he had to work with was that. Were these guys perfect? Were these girls perfect? No. That's the same thing with us. He looks around and he says, Is Terry all I got to work with? That's about where it is. So he does the best he's going to do with what he has. Go back to the Old Testament, you see, well, does that mean God says this is okay? No, that's just who he's got to work with. Some of them change and get better. Some of them get worse. God will use whatever he can use to get his thing done without making anybody do anything. And that's exactly what it is here. That you can bless him. And Isaac, his son, how is it that you found it so quickly? You know, you got to go out there and hunt it and come back and then cook it and bring some. And it's just, you already here with it, man. So, you know, Isaac is not completely gone. All right, he's still got enough sense to say, whoa, this is pretty fast. You know, we don't have a Zaxby's here to fix this for me. By the way, Zaxby's probably not that fast sometimes, right? It's pretty good. And he said, which lie is this, the fifth one? Because Jehovah thy God made it happen. There's another lie. Good gracious. He's just lying up a storm. You remember what Abraham Lincoln said about that, right? You start lying, you better have a good memory. Because you're going to have to lie again to cover up that last lie you told. So you better watch out. You see how many of that is? Lying. And Isaac said to him, Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thy son. Why is he going to say that? Whether you're my very son Esau or not. Why? Because he admits to it in a minute. He said, well, now, you sound like Jacob. Come over here and let my touch be my eyes. I can't really see you, but it doesn't sound like you. Come in, let me, because he's hairy. He's a hairy guy. You know, he hasn't gone to one of those places where they get all the hair off of you. What do you call those things? What is that? I don't know. They put that glue on you and pull it off or something. I don't know. They didn't exist then, all right? He was hairy. He was a hairy guy. And his mom had already said, I know he's going to do this. So, you know, he's fully clothed with Esau's clothes. Mom took Esau's clothes that had the right smell to them and put them on Jacob and took the goat hair and put it on his hands and his neck because that's exactly the only places his dad would touch him. Oh, she's sharp. You know, and so this comes back and he says, come and let me see. Is that really you, Esau? Because you sound like Jacob. That's what it says in the verse. That's exactly what happens. And he discerned him not because his hands were hairy. He said, well, your hands are hairy like him. And his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. He had reservations. He said, well, you don't sound like him. But you got the food? Can you not tell the difference between a goat and venison? You know, that's, she got goat. He wanted venison. I don't know if their venison was just actually deer or that's our translation. And he said, are thou my very son, Esau? Here he goes again. I am. I mean, is that six lies? Just a few minutes. And this is one of the theological questions. Is God still going to bless that blessing because it was obtained? No. They manipulated, but God had already said, this is the way it's going to be. All right? You got to remember that because you start doubting that theologically. Bring it near to me, and I will eat of the venison, and my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and brought him the wine, and he drank it. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now, and let me kiss my son. That was a common thing then. That was another way of him telling, is that really him? And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his garment. Mom's covering all the bases. You think you can figure all these things out on our own, right? You know, it's amazing. She loved Jacob so much. She's doing all this stuff. All this brings the fact that he has to leave because in the last part of this, Esau says, I'm going to kill him. So she has to send him over out of there, and she never sees him again. I don't know if you read that in the scripture, but once he leaves to go to her family to get a wife, so-called, she never sees him again. So what did it cost her? Her whole relationship with her son. Be careful. Be careful when you start sinning and you think you got the thing together and you don't, and it's going to cost somebody. There's always a price to our sin. There's always a consequence on this earth. You know, you're alcoholic all your life. Jesus can forgive you and you can go to heaven, but you'll probably die of cirrhosis of the liver. And he's not going to fix that. That's just a consequence. I always say, oh, no. Just always understand there will be consequences. Always. Or God would not be just. And God is just. And what? And he blessed him. Now, this story is one of the most gripping in Genesis. Oh boy, it is. It absolutely is. And here's questions you start with. Will his disguise deceive his father? It did. Will him receiving the blessing before Esau returns and tricking, is God still going to bless that? He does. That's just because God already said, this is the way it's going to be. If they'd just been paying attention to going along with it, it poses all kind of moral issues about all of them lying and tricking. The family is not supposed to be lying to one another. They're supposed to be loving one another and encouraging one another, not always fighting against one another. Hey? Does God approve of his cheating? No. But back up. God had already said before the cheating started, this is the way it's going to be. Their cheating didn't help anything. It made everything worse. You know, you try to find out what exactly God says in his word about you and your life, and you go with that one, regardless of how you feel. And then when everybody else comes along, if you're not careful, everybody's going to be doing the same thing. Every one of those. We're scheming. Every one of them. None of them are guiltless. All of them are guilty. Will he endorse a blessing under these false pretenses. It wasn't false pretense. God already said, this is my plan. See how that works? I've heard people say the wrong thing about this because they just forgot that part. God had already said, oh, no, no. When they were born, he said, what? The younger is going to rule the older. And Jacob says, oh, not under my watch. And God said, okay, watch out. And Rebecca said the same thing. Oh, no, I'll take care of it. God said, oh, no, I already said it. It's going to happen. You know, you can trust me. Our first reading, we try to say that it's just Rebecca and Jacob are the bad guys. They're all bad. You know how that works, right? There's usually, in any kind of argumental thing, there's usually three sides, right? Your side, their side, and then the right side. Okay? That's usually the way it goes. It's usually not always one of them's fault. It can be more one than the other, but there's usually some kind of fault always. But we don't see it that way, right? You just be careful where you get your facts from. That's the main thing. The situation is not so black and white because they're all guilty. You know, when you boil this thing down, and I see we're already going to be in trouble. Esau starts off on a bad foot. You know, he immediately goes and marries two Canaanite women. This will come out later on in the text in the next chapters, which was a no-no, all right? Why didn't Isaac take extra pains to make sure that he didn't do that? You remember, Isaac sends, whenever they're looking for a wife for Isaac, they send Eliezer off to find him a wife, not of the Canaanites. Why didn't Isaac focus on that for Esau instead of eating up all the food? So he goes off there, and already the verse says, neither one of them were excited about these two Hittite women being wives in their family. Caused a lot of trouble, okay? So already he's doing things, and it says why? He despised his birthright. Basically, I don't care. I don't have any kind of spiritual desire for any of this stuff. That's what he did. He said, I'd rather eat. What would you rather do than listen to what God says about something? You got your own plan. You got it all figured out, right? We do. I mean, that's how it works. And that's what we do. Isaac, on his deathbed, he says, absolutely. He's focusing as a bias to Esau. Rebekah's was Jacob. Remember, we looked at that last week. They were heavily favored, which you cannot do that in a family unit without some serious trouble, eh? Was anybody, were you your family's favorite? Did it cause any trouble? Do you have a favorite in your family now? Is it causing any trouble? It will, if it hasn't already. That's just, you got to be careful, because that's so easy to do that. Because one of them is usually easier to, because they obey you better, eh? Isn't that right? You kind of like the ones who are easier to raise. I don't know, you know, we only have Meredith, and she's been pretty easy to raise. So I can't weigh in on that. My first cousin, he had five girls and then a boy. He said, I'd rather raise a girl 5-1 than a boy. I don't know. Did he have favorites? The boy wasn't his favorite. When patriarchs knew their death was coming, then they wanted to do the last things. He said, I'm about to die. He didn't die. 20 years. He lived 20 more years. Huh. And how about that? Look what happens. No wonder Rebecca, who had already favored Jacob, when she heard this, she said, oh, no, I'm not going to let that happen. I'll take care of this. She's slick now. She's got it together as far as her planning and trickery. It's not clear how far Jacob approved of Rebecca's scheme, because he asked those questions. Are you sure about this? She said, you just trust me. I'll take care of it. Right? Be careful, Mom, Dad. How your evilness influences your kids. Because guess what? They see you. And they hear you. How many times have you lied in front of them so you don't have to pay the full price for them? You don't think that won't come back to see you? Well, nobody else knows that you're older than that. God knows that. And you know that. Hello? Be careful. His reluctance to cooperate may have been prompted because he's afraid if Dad finds out about this, what's he going to do to me? He could curse me, and he could. Dad had that right. He could do all those things. His last words predicted, this is Isaac, predicted the future relationship between Jacob, which is going to be called Israel, and Esau, which is Edom, Edomites. The nation of Israel, he said, Isaac said, the nation of Israel would usually dominate Edom. Hello? This is the dad who's trying to change this thing. He said, oh no, that's the way it's going to be. Israel would enjoy a settled agriculture existence, he said, and what? Edom would live as nomadic people out in the desert. What's going on over today? That. Because Isaac said it? No. Because God ordained it prior. And even though they tried to manipulate it, he said, oh no, this is the way it's going to be. This is my plan. It ain't their plan. As often as we see this, these steps toward redemption in the Old Testament, how many times he has to use people like you and I who lie and cheat and steal and still, that's what he has to do to get to the redemption plan where it's finished. Who came from Jacob's lineage? Jesus. Even though he had to work with all of them. Boy, did they learn anything? What did Jacob's sons do with Joseph? Did they lie? Did they take goats and kill him and show that he had been killed? Sold him into slavery? Where did they learn any of that from, you reckon? Hello? Oh yeah, it's monkey see, monkey do. I don't care what you say. What is it they see? You know, that's exactly what's going on. God's mercy. Not human works or human merit make this thing happen. Aren't you grateful? Aren't you grateful we don't have to depend on some of these lunatics out there who are telling us this is how you get to heaven? When it has nothing to do with the scripture. It is, there is no other name given under heaven whereby we might be saved but Jesus. That's what the scripture says. You'd be hard-pressed to find that in our culture where they don't add something else to that. I mean, they do. It's Jesus plus. Oh, no, it's just Jesus. And that's exactly what he does, Romans 9. Guys, we're getting ready for that one. That one's going to be a, ooh. Our men's group is going in chapter 9. There's a lot in there that's not what we've always heard, I'm afraid. You know, let me give you a little hint. Everything going over there now on in Israel is not Old Testament Israel. You know, that says a lot about what is going on over there and how it's being handled. Ooh, I don't know about some of that stuff. Of course, we don't have the time to do that. So Jacob deceives Isaac. I've already covered most of that. You know what he does? He goes in there, he gets a blessing. And it says in the scripture, please read it. It says almost like as Jacob is closing the door to get out of there, Esau walks in. And they both realize, oh, we've been snookered here. So, but Isaac understands, I can't call this back. You know, this is it. He's got the blessing. And what does Esau say in there? Just as soon as Dad's out of the way, I'm going to kill him. That's what he says. It's in the verse. And so, Mama, we're going to get you out of town. What does she do? She uses it as an excuse. We don't want you marrying these pagan women. We're going to send you back over to where I came from, Padan Aram, and we're going to get you a bride over there. So it's only going to take a few days. You forget that in a few days? Hello? Ain't that what she said? That's what she said. It won't be gone long, and then you'll be back over here, and everything will be okay. Well, like I said, she never saw him again. She died before he ever came back. And when he goes and comes back, that's what we're going to talk about in that whenever he meets with God, and he's still a shyster. Remember? When he goes through, God meets with him. He goes over there. He tricks Laban, gets, you know, he comes back filthy rich, and then he meets with God again. And this is a summation of, I'll get you ahead on that one, all right? He wrestles with God, and he says, I will not let you go, God. It was a pre-incarnate Christ that was wrestling with him. It's not just an angel. I'm pretty sure it's Jesus, pre-incarnate. He said, I am not going to let you go till you bless me. Wow. He'd been a shyster. I think, this is what he's saying, I don't want to stay like this the rest of my life. And if you leave without doing something, I'm shocked. So he said, I'm not going to let you go, God. When's the last time you said that? God, I'm going to get so close to you and I'm not going to let you go till you change my crazy self. Any of y'all crazy selves? Yeah, you are. Just like me. That's what he's doing. All this leads up to it. All those years he's down there, he's still Jacob. He's still tricking. He's not a complete dummy. He learned how to manipulate the system. So all the animals that he had spots on that he created because he crossbred them, he was filthy rich when he came back. Wow. What happened to this famine that started out too well? Started out real well. It disintegrated. Why? Because everybody wants to be first. Everybody wants to be in charge. Even when you know God said, this is the way it should be, you still say, but I ain't going to settle for that. Every one of them. Jacob, Isaac, Esau, and Rebekah. Every one of them. Oh, no, we're going to fix it. Where are you in that? Where am I in that? What do I know absolutely? God has said, you don't need this in your life. You don't need this person in your life. You don't need this going on in your life. And you say, but I'm okay. I'm going to just keep it. You've done just exactly what they do. And especially if it's a family issue where the whole family is going to be destroyed because of your selfishness. None of us are selfish, though, are we? Oh, no. I only want all the land that joins mine. Right? Isn't that right? What does that tell you? I want everything. You know, I just want my way. But God's already made it clear, your way is not what God wants. Well, We're going to circumvent that and do what we think. That's what they did, every one of them. Can we learn anything as a family unit from this? We ought to. You know, if you've already done this in your family, you can always go back and say, you know, I just want to apologize and ask y'all to forgive me. This was not right. Whether you're the leader or just one in the family, and when it happened, you go and you say, you know, this was not what God wanted, and we did it or I did it. Let's do what we can and fix this, especially for those coming after us. Because what did Jacob's 12 sons do? I'll show you a list of what they did next week. Everything in there was bad. Oh, my goodness. It was not good at all. Where do you think they picked that up from? That gene is in there, boys. That's a hard thing. Unless Jesus corrects that faulty gene you have, you're going to do all this nonsense. And I'm going to do all that nonsense. But thank the Lord, in his mercy, Jesus said, you don't have to stay in that. I can change you, and then you'll have to take some responsibility in those things and fix what can be fixed. Some of you can't go back and fix, right? Some of you just can't. You just have to live with the consequence of it, and that's the way it goes. And depend on God's grace to help you through it. It's sad. What percentage of our families in the United States operate like this? Wow. It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Anyway, thank the Lord Jesus loves us, died on the cross to change this stuff in us individually and for eternity. That's the only hope we got. It's not in the president. It's not in the governor. It's not in any of those things. It's in Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. All of us operate on part knowledge. We don't have an insight on everything that goes on in our life. Lord, help us be aware. Your scripture tells us how to deal with everything. Especially in our families. Lord, help us examine that and see what has gone wrong and what can we do with your help to fix it. Not only just for our family's sake, but for our community's sake. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for dying for us. Help us submit to your authority. In Jesus' name, amen.